Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we begin a brand new Masechta, Masechta's Chagiga, Daf Beis Amar Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Hakol Chayovim Bere'ia. As we'll see mentioned from our Mishnah and the next few Dafim in Masechta's Chagiga, the first part of the Masechta focuses on the Chayuvim that a Yid has when he's Oyla Regel to Yerushalayim. Everybody knows of the Chiyuv of Aliyah Regel, that means that people have to leave their homes and go up to Yerushalayim three times a year. Sholish Pam Bashana, Yiroa Kol Zechurcha, Espanei Hashem Alekecha, three times on Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShvuos, Chag HaSukkos, V'lo Yiroa Espanei Hashem Reka. When you come, don't come empty-handed. What do you have to bring with you? You have to bring a Korban Oilas Re'ia, as well as, says in the pasuk, "Chagoyim oisei chag laHashem." You have to go and bring a korban shalmei chagiga, which is a shlamim. And finally, depending on whether or not you have enough meat from the shalmei chagiga, if you do not have enough because you have a large mishpacha, then you have to bring shalmei simcha. If a shalmei simcha is not an absolute requirement, it's only a requirement in case you have a shortage of flesh from the shalmei chagiga. We're going to talk more about this as we go through the Masechta. The second half of the Masechta, as you'll find, will be far more challenging because that's what's called Chomer Bakodesh, and we're going to be dealing with Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. But we have a couple of weeks before we get there, so we don't have to be intimidated at this moment. So the Mishnah begins. Hakol. Hakol means all yin. Chayovim Bere'ia have a mitzvah of Re'ia. What does that mean? It says the top Rashi, B'mitzvahs Re'ias Kol Zechurcha. It says in the Pasuk, Sholish Pam Bashana, Yeroya Kol Zechurcha, Espenei Ha'odon Hashem. Everybody has to go to the Azorah, to the Beis HaMikdash. It's Rechem Lehisro'ois Bo'Azorah B'Regel. You have to appear in the Azorah B'Regel. That's the Lashon of Yeroya. Yeroa doesn't mean you will see. Yeroa means that you will appear, that you will be seen. Where? In the Azorah Espanei Ha'odon Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash. So, everybody's Chai Bere'ia. At the very end of the Mishnah, if we skip to the end, you'll notice it says, Hore'ia, Beishami Amim Hore'ia Shnei Kesef, and then Beisil says, Hore'ia Mo'o Kesef. What is that referring to? That's referring to the Oilas Re'ia, that you have to go and bring a korban oila, and the minimum that you have to pay for it is either shtei kesef or more kesef. Now, that would seem to imply that the word Re'ia in our Mishnah is not referring to the personal appearance in the Azara, but it's referring to the korban that you bring in the Azara, which is seems to be at odds with the top Rashi, because the Rashi says we're talking about the personal appearance. So this is not my kasha. This is the first Toises. Without going through the whole Toises, you'll notice the Toises start off at the very top. Pirush Rashi. Hakol Chayim Bere'ia is b'mitzvahs Yeroa Kol Zechurcha. V'hikshir b'nechona. Totoni b'samach. At the end of the Mishnah it says, B'shami amam hariyah shtei kesef. Mashad b'korban mairi. We're not talking about your personal appearance. We're talking about bringing the korban. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying, Hakol Chayim Bere'ia, everybody's mechuyev to bring a korban oilas re'ia. That's how Tosis is learning. And in fact, if you go down about 10 lines into the narrow lines of the Tosis, al korchach or al kein dir le beit tam, it's about 14 lines from the top. The masnisa might be korban ubi azora, that we're talking about both bringing of the korban as well as the appearing in the azora. This is incumbent on all yin, hakol chayom bere'ia, to go and bring a korban and to appear in the Azorah at the same time. And says twice, v'rashi denoket bere'ias panim ba'azorah, noket choda demash matrei. Wait, Tosis seems to be learning in Rashi. He learns that Rashi is also referring to both. So even though he only makes mention of the re'ias panim, but he really means the package deal. Because after all, if you appear in the Azorah, then it says in the Pasuk, Yero Panai Reikam, don't come empty-handed. That doesn't mean that you're supposed to bring your checkbook or your credit card. That means you're supposed to bring the carbon or your last year. So therefore, it's a package, both of them together. Now, if you're wondering, isn't that a Dovah Pasha? I mean, what's the whole shot of the Toises? If you look where we skipped the first narrow line of the Toises, V'oyramrim b'Yerushalmi reish machilten b'med dvor mamurim b'riyas korban ab'riyas ponim b'azora hakol chayav m'kimoy b'hakel hu anoshim v'hanoshim v'hataf. So Toises brings from the Yerushalmi that in fact the Yerushalmi holds that our Mishnah is only talking about Re'iyas Korban, but not Re'iyas Ponim. Because Re'iyas Ponim, everybody is Mechuyev, including, for instance, Noshim. If you look at our Mishnah, we've only gone through the first three words so far. Hakochiyam Bariyah Chutz. Skip a line, and you see Noshim. Noshim are Potter. So now it's a big Nafkimina, how you're learning in our Mishnah. Rashi seems to be saying, in terms of Riyas Panim appearing in the Azorah, women are potter. Toises says women are potter both from Riyas Panim and from bringing the carbon. The Yerushalmi said, no. Women are potter take from the carbon, but they're not potter from Riyas Panim. Riyas Panim, everybody's mechuyev, even the women, because it's similar to the mitzvah of Hakel that we have every 7 years, where it says Hakel is Oam, who anoshim vihanoshim vihataf.
How do we, is a child?
Taf are children. How do we know that our Mishnah is governed by the Hilchos Hakel? After all, that's a separate parsha.
Yes.
The Yet Hashem we will see on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph towards the end of today's shir, the Gemara is going to learn Re'iyah Mehakel. Here it says Yeruah Kol Zechurcha, and by Hakel it says Bevoi Kol Yisrael Lerais Efnei Hashem Lekeacha B'Mokam Hashiyivcha. Here it says Re'iyah. Here it says Re'iyah. We learn one from the other. Make sure that we learn at the end of today's shir.
Yerushalmi, though, he has a question that he brings to him. Well, it says, "Kosh yeshna b'biya yeshna b'hava." So, how are women chayavot if they're not chayav in? Well, they should be chayav b'hava. Yeshna chayav b'biya, they should chayav b'hava.
The rest of the Toises and the Yerushalmi is all for homework. Okay. I just wanted to be ma'oyre that when you see the word b'ri'i in our Mishnah, this is a hot potato.
Okay.
Is it referring to only Riyas Panim? Is it referring only to carbon? Is it referring to both? So now, Hakol Chayam Bar'iyah Chutz, we're going to now list a whole bunch of people that are potter. A Cheresh Shoyt V'Kotten. Cheresh Shoyt V'Kotten is standard throughout Shas. Lav B'nei Deyon Ninu, Zamdach Nishka Seichel, and therefore they are potter May Mitzvahs. As far as Kotten is concerned, we'll see in another few lines that when a Kotten becomes Ro'oy L'chinuch, then he's Mechuyev Midraban. But in the meantime, we're talking about D'Araisa, a cheder shape the cotton is potter. As we'll see in the Gemara on the Amid Beis, the cheder that we're talking about is a deaf mute, and Chazal held that a deaf mute basically will remain ignorant throughout the rest of his life because there was no way of educating deaf mutes. In more recent times, of course, is that famous lady Helen Keller and others similar to her that they were able to teach and educate them, but it was obviously a very, very difficult situation. But in the times of Chazal, this was unknown, and therefore a Cheresh was assumed to be just like a Shoyt. If I'm not mistaken, I think Rabbi Avadya Yosef says that in fact, if you have a Cheresh today, a deaf mute, that does have intelligence and knows what's going on, then he would be Mechuyev just like any other Yid of Klal Yisrael. I'm only talking about a Cheresh, but Yom Mehem, that it was impossible to educate because they didn't have modern technology and modern ways of teaching a Cheresh to be able to read and to understand and to talk and all the rest. And a Shoyta, of course, is a Shoyta, and a Cotton is a young child. And a Tumtum and a Droigenes are also Potter. Tumtum Droigenes, we all know, means a Tumtum, we don't know what his gender is or what her gender is because the person is genderless. There's nothing there. And Droigenes is the other way around. He has both. So, both of those, a Tumtum and a Droigenes, are Potter. L'choira, they should be mechuyev. Certainly the androgynous should be mechuyev. Why? Because suffik deraisa l'chumra, this is the chachiyev deraisa. If I'm not sure, if the zocher in the cave, why am I not machmer? Simiyat Shem, we'll see more about that in the Gemara. Not today, but in the next few blocks. And noshim apater, the reason why noshim apater, because it said in the pasuk, number one, yeroa kol zechurcha. Zechurcha over here doesn't mean from a loshin of parsha zechur. Zechurcha means a loshin of zecharim. So only the men folk. And number two, it's a mitzvah shazman grama. Or mitzvah shazman grama, noshim apart. The avodim she'ena mishuchrarim, and avodim that have not been freed. The Gemara is going to ask, why does it have to say have not been freed? every Eved by definition has not been freed. And we will talk about that further down on the Amud. Achiger is a hinkadika. Hinkadika means a person who is lame. Vasuma, someone who is blind, nebuch. Vachoyla, someone who is nebuch, is sick. Vazakin, a person who is already on in years, and he cannot possibly go and be oilarego to Yerushalayim. He's just too elderly. Umishen yachalalis meraglav. And someone who cannot walk on his legs. The Gemara is going to ask, who is that referring to? If you're talking about a choyla, we already said choyla. If you're talking about a zaken, we already said a zaken. If you're talking about a chiger, we already said chiger. So, Mi'at Hashem, we learn more about that ending. Not today, Mi'at Hashem, in the next few blood in the Gemara. Let's go back to the cotton. We said a cotton is potter, says the Mishnah. Ezel cotton. What is the definition, or what is really the age limit of a cotton that is potter? We're talking about that the child is so young that he's not sufficiently big and stable to be able to go and ride, piggyback ride, on his father's shoulders. In other words, a baby of a year old, year and a half, 2 years, where you can tell the baby, sit straight, hold on, the baby is still a baby. So, any yochel lirkoiv, that child is potter. We're talking about an older child, a child that cannot hold the father's hand and walk together with him from Yishalayim Harbais. If, however, he is able to start walking, then he's mechuyev midrabanan in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. How do I know? Shneim says in the pasuk sholish regalim. Now, the Chorit should say Sholish Pa'omim Bashana. Why did it say Sholish Regolim Bashana? The word Regolim tells you it's an allusion, it's a remnant to Raglayim, to feet. If you have a foot that you can walk with, you're Mechoyiv. If you don't have feet, you're Potter. Now, this child, of course, is anyway Potter because it's a cotton. He's not a Bar Mitzvah yet. Rashi explains that were this child to be a Gadol, that he'd be over Bar Mitzvah, and ena yochel lechoyz biyadashal aviv. In other words, he's not capable of walking up to Yerushalayim for whatever reason, because of whatever physical infirmity. Oh, then the child being in the same matzav, if he cannot walk up to Yerushalayim from Yerushalayim to Harabais, this child also becomes pot. However, if this child would be a gadol and he would be able to walk, and then the Chachamim put on the father the mitzvah of being mechanech, the child, and it's all based on the Sholosh Regalim. You test out, can the regel withstand walking that long distance, Yerushalayim Harabais? If yes, chuyiv. If you can't, then he's part. If you look at the Rashi Sholosh Regalim, well, let's go back to Rashi Ezel Katan. It's the first of the narrow lines. Ezel Katan, Avon Mikan Ve'elach. Until now we said Mishen Yochel, either Lirkoiv Aksef Shal Aviv, or any Yochel Lechoiz Biyodi Shal Aviv, says Rashi Zil Kotten, Avvikan Veilach, if it's more than that. In other words, the child is already older. Avvishen Chaim in the Torah, in the Torah Potter, unless you're Bar Mitzvah, Atil Chacham Al Aviv Al Imoi, Lechan Choyb Mitzvah is a special mitzvah of Chinuch. Says the next Rashi, Sholish Regolim, Haroi Lalois Biraglav Chiv Akosuv, someone who's able to walk up with his own legs. Torah is machayev, but even the gadol potter min haTorah. If a gadol, however, would not be able to walk up with his own legs because he's too infirm, then katan la bar chinuchu, the katan who's in the same matzav, the chum were not machayev to be machanechim, to educate him to go and do this mitzvah. Now it's interesting. The Rashi says etil chacham al oviv the al imoy lechancha b'mitzvahs. That's a very, very hot issue, because the Gemara, when it talks about chinuch, it's a Gemara Masechtis Nozir around Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says over there that the mitzvah chinuch is on the father, but there's no mitzvah chinuch on the mother. And therefore there's a lot of raid in the Rishonim and Achronim about this Rashi, whether it's a mitzvah of chinuch ha'em, only a mitzvah chinuch on the av. So just whenever you hear someone talk about chinuch of av ha'em, you know that it's this Rashi, and there are other Rishonim that disagree. Getting back to our Mishnah.
Abaya's mother taught him a lot.
Abaya's real mother?
No, his stepmother.
But she didn't teach him a mitzvah. She taught him practical knowledge. Amalei aim. Yeah. It's all more folk wisdom. This is talking about chinuch in Torah level mitzvahs.
And presumably all of that he got from Rabbah
the stepfather.
Yeah. Okay, so we've now concluded the discussion about who is mechuyev b'riyah, who is potter b'riyah, and now we're just going to focus on how much you have to spend when you bring the carbon. Vishami amrim ri'iyah shtei kesef, v'chagiga mo'a kesef. When we say shtei kesef means like two mo'a. So Vishami holds that the oila is more choshev, if you will. It's kula kolul on the mizbeach to the Rabbi Yishalayim. For that you should spend a couple more dollars. Pay two mo'a. How much is two ma'as? Is actually it's a third of a dinner, because a dinner has in it six ma'a altogether. So this is a third of a dinner. Comes chagiga, that is already being used by the family, then you only need more kesef. That's not kula kol, doesn't rise to the same level of kedusha, you only need more kesef. Beis alamrim punk faket, riyah more kesef, v'chagiga shtei kesef. The svara of Beis Hillel is a very practical one. When it comes to the oila, the only one that eats it is the mizbeach, so to speak. However, you're talking the chagiga, if a person has 5 or 10 kindalach kenainar, he's got to go and supply all of them with food. So it makes sense to go and get a shalmi chagiga, which is, baruch Hashem, larger, and therefore he's able to give out more portions and share it with the rest of the family. We're going to talk about this more in the Gemara, again, not today, but in the next few days. Zokdimar, we started off the Mishnah, hakoil chayom b'riyah. So whenever you see something like the word hakol, of course the Gemara is going to ask, hakol asuyemai, what does it come to include that is not already enumerated in the Mishnah? Everybody's chayiv except for those that are exceptions to the rule. So what does it say, hakol? Zok the Gemara, lasuyei, misha chetzi et v'chetzi min chayim. The Gemara is going to give us three answers to this question of what the hakol asuyemai, and the first one is, Chutzi Eved and Chutzi Ben Chayim. What does that mean? You had, for instance, two brothers or two partners that owned an Eved. And one of the partners decided at some point, this Eved has been such a nice guy for so many years, you know what? It's time to free him. Let him be a free man like everybody else. He was prepared to free him. The other partner was not prepared. Okay? So Yankel, one of the partners, gave him a get shechrur, freeing him. But Beryl, the other partner, did not. So now this person is now somewhat in limbo. He's a chutzi eved and a chutzi men choyer. And therefore, what our Mishnah tells us is, even though the 50% of this individual is an eved, and an eved is hukash li'isha, and therefore he should be potter. No. Hakel, chayom, b'riya, he is mechuyev. Not because of the tzad of the Shavoy, but because of the tzad cheder Shavoy. Because after all, he's chutzi ben choyer. So he's chayv. Choyer, very good teretz. However, ularavina diyom misha chetzi eved chetzi ben choyerin, potamin ar'iya, hakol asuye mai. What are we going to do according to Ravina? Now who is this Ravina? We're going to have a mitzvah on daf dalid. The Ravina is going to say that in the Mishnah, when it says, avodim she'enim mishachrorim, it means avodim she'enim mishachrorim ligamri, only 50%. The chutzi eved, chutzi ben choyim. And that, in fact, is the exception. When it says chutz mi avodim she'enim mishachrorim, it means a chutzi eved, chutzi ben choyim, that he is potter min hara'iyah. No, according to Ravina, if that's the case, then I cannot say that the hakol comes to include mishu chutzi eved, chutzi ben choyim, that he's chayiv. And then two lines later say, "Va'avodim she'enim mishachrorim apater." Make up your mind: either they're chayiv or they're potter. And therefore, says the Gemara, "Ulevinu diyam mishachetzim v'chavinoyim potter meriya hakol asuyei mai." I'm back to square one. What does the hakol come to include? Everything will asuyei chiger biyam rishoy v'nespasha biyam sheni. Person was a chiger; he was lame on day one of Yom Tov. But Baruch Hashem, Yom Tov is 6, 7 days, 8 days. Yeah, not 6 days, it's 7, 8 days. And therefore, although the first day he was not able to walk, and it said in our Mishnah, Chikir is potter, but since the second day, Baruch Hashem, he had surgery, or miraculously, or whatever, Baruch Hashem, he's now able to walk.
He took prednisone or something.
Prednisone, steroids, whatever it was, and Baruch Hashem, he's able to walk now. Oh, that being the case, that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. that even though he was potter b'yom harishayim, since he's chai b'yom shayni, hakol chayovim b'riyah. Says Gemara, that sounds like a nice pshat, but once again, it's totally in a machlokes. Honichol man yom kulum tashlumin ze lo ze. El man yom kulum tashlumin harishayim, hakol asuyei mai. What does Gemara mean? What the Gemara means is that although the ikker chiyav of oilas re'iyah in shalmi chagiga is on the first day of Yontif, because the first day of Yontif, that's when Sholish Bam Basham Yiroa calls Korchas Bnei Hashem, after the first day of Yontif, Tarei Cholamayit. Therefore, Solkadai Techamina, the only chiyav would be the first day, and Ober Zmanoi, Botel Korbanoi. No. Since the Pasuk talks about Chagoyis Moise Chag Vashem Shivas Yomim, and there are other psukim as well, we learn from that there's a din of Tashlumin. Tashlumin tells you that if you didn't bring your karm day one, you can bring in a Cholamayit. If you didn't bring in a first day Cholamayit, second day, third day, fourth day, you can bring it at least through the whole Yomtif. We'll see later on in the Masechet where the Sukkah is, whether you can bring it on even Shmini Atzeres, as a regular from the Atzmai. Mecham to be learned in the future. But the point is that there is a din of Tashlumen. So if there's a din of Tashlumen, you couldn't bring the carbon because you were a chiger b'yom rishon. You bring it on the next day. So far, that's pretty straightforward. But the Gemara said, no, it's dependent on how you understand the chiyuv of Tashlumen. Says, if you learn that every single day is like a brand new chiyuv, if you cannot bring it on one, you bring it on two. If you cannot bring the carbon on the second day, bring it on the third day. If you can't bring the third day, you bring it on the fourth day. Then you're right. That's when the Mishnah comes to tell you. You couldn't bring it on the day one, but you bring it on the day two. You couldn't bring it on day two. Day three. Hakol chiyuv. There's another mandiyom that says that if you didn't bring the carbon on day one, you want to bring him day two, fine, but that's tashlumin for the first day. You want to bring him on day three, tashlumin for the first day. On day seven, tashlumin for the first day. So Zuchti Yimara, that doesn't work then. Well, why doesn't it work? Because if everything is just tashlumin for the first day, and the first day was totally patur because he was a chiger, so it's not that tashlumin every day there's a brand new chiyav. If I couldn't do it on the first day, Hashem said, fine, you have Pesach Shaini, you have the second day, bring it then. I can't bring the second day, do it on the third day. No. Kun tashlumin rishon means every one of those days is to fill up the fact that I missed bringing on day number one. But if day number one I was potter, then I can't become mechuyev the other days of Yom Tov. And if that's the case, such a person who's chiyav b'yom rishon, according to the man the yomer of kulam tashlum and the rishon, will continue to be potter. What does hakol come to include? Says we have a third test. Lasuye suma bi achas me enough. If chas v'shalom we have a person who's partially blind, we send the mishnah suma is potter, but he is a suma with one eye. Hashem, he has his other eye. Says our Mishnah, as long as he has one eye, so he can function, he can go, he can see. That's enough. Hakol chiyuv b'riyah. Udloki Tana. But there's one Tana that would disagree. The Sanya. Yoichan ben Davoy oy mishim Reb Yehuda. Sumi yachas meinav. Potem b'riyah. He's part. Shenemar yira yeroy. Keder shabal lirois kach bol lirois. Bal lirois b'shtei enav. Af lirois b'shtei enav. What is this drasha? Now, if you wanted to write it phonetically, as the word Yerah is red, you'd have two yun, reish aleph hey. Two yun, underneath it would be a tzera, yay, ra, eh. The fact that there is no two yun, there's only one yud, you could read it, of course, Yerah, eh. Nothing wrong with that, but you can also read it Yerah. In other words, if you don't follow the Masoira of how you're supposed to read it, you could read these four letters as Yera, he shall see. What do I learn from he shall see and from Yera'eh, that he shall be seen? Who is supposed to see him? When we use the expression, Sholish Bam Bashana Yera'eh, a person should be seen, does that mean that all his friends, Romans and countrymen, not the Romans, but at least all of his friends and his relatives, Yankel, I'm so happy to see you, Gishmak. Like when you go to the koisel and sometimes you see a friend that you haven't seen in a year or 5 years. Hey, Beryl, I haven't seen you such a long time. That's not what we mean over here. Yeruah means you should be seen by Kaviyachal, by the Rabbeinu Shalom. And since when the Rabbeinu Shalom sees, he sees with his entire vision. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Chas Hashem Suma Biachas Me'enav, he sees with two eyes. So just like when Hashem sees you, he sees with the full power of vision with both eyes, Kaviyachal. The person who's appearing and he's looking, Yeruah, he's trying to see the Shekhinah, he's trying to see the Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash, he also has to have a full vision, he has to be able to see it with both eyes. Es kiderech shebo lirois, kach bo lirois. Just like he comes to see, so he is seen. The way Rashi learns, it's the other way around. Kiderech shebo lirois, kach bo lirois. The same way that he is seen, like Kav Yochu, full vision, kach bo lirois. Ma lirois b'shnei enov, just like when he is seen by the Rebbeinu Shloim, he's seen with both eyes of Hashem, af lirois, or af lirois, when he wants to see what's going on, it's all to b'shteyena with his two eyes. Okay, so now what's happened is we have three tirutzim to our kasha, and each one of them we have to say is not according to Kuli Alma, it's only according to one or more mandi Alma. So for instance, the first tirutz was Hakol Asuye, Chutzi Eved, Chutzi Ben Chayin. We said that chat works, but not according to Ravina, because Ravina says that the chutz mi'avodim she'en b'shachrarim, that's referring to the chutz yev, the chutz yev. So it cannot be that the Mishnah says at the outset everybody's mechuyev, including chutz yev, chutz yev. But you know who's potter? Chutz yev, chutz yev. That doesn't make sense. So according to everybody besides Ravina, it's a good teretz. According to Ravina, this teretz doesn't work. Okay, we had a second teretz. Chigim b'yom rishon, mespashim b'yom shegi. He couldn't do it on day one. Says our Mishnah, Hakav Chaimrim, he'll bring the korban on day two, on day three. That works very, very nicely. According to Mani Yama, it holds Kulan Tashlumen Zeh Lo Zeh. Each one is a new, independent chiyav. You couldn't bring it on one, you have an independent chiyav on two. You couldn't bring it on two, independent chiyav on three. But if you tell me that it's all Tashlumen L'Rishayim, if you put the Rishayim, you put the entire Karbonai. So again, this teretz only works according to that mandiyama. And finally, the third teretz was Suma Be'achas Me'inam. That sounds like a good teretz, but it doesn't work according to Yoichanan ben Davoi, Mishim Reb Yehuda, who says that a Suma Be'achas Me'inam is potter, because it's not Bo Lirois, Bo Lirois. So each one of these terutzim has in it, it's not a problem, it's just that each time we've identified that it's not unanimous, it's only according to one or another mandiyamer.
If you have three opinions...
Yeah. Hello, Rabbi.
What?
Yes, continue on.
So if you have three opinions now, so we have Ravina and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ravina, we have another answer. Mm-hmm. We don't even need a third opinion.
It's not terrible. It's wonderful. But in the spirit of our Bismedesh, in the spirit of Vizvohe Besufa, we want everybody to be on the same page.
Okay.
Ahava Ach V'Shol V'Reyes. It would be good if it can go according to everybody. Nishna. What can you do?
And if the guy wears glasses, yeah. If it's 20/20 vision, I mean, the way he comes to the road, just Suma Be'achad Beina, maybe he can see better than the guy who's, you know, got cataracts or something.
Those types of questions. Those
are. Can a coin wear doesn't have, you know, perfect wearing glasses, can't do the avodas, but he has muter begadim, he has extra.
Can't wear glasses for anything.
You have lots of shilas like that. You can write a whole sefer about, for instance, there's a shaila, can a Bal Kore read from the Sefer Torah wearing glasses? What's the problem? In the chatzitza between his eyes and between the ksav. You have to see the ksav, not see you and them. So there are lots of these types of related issues. Can you or can you not be yoitza with glasses? But derech klal, the glasses are considered to be secondary and accessories to the eyes. So as long as it helps the vision, it's fine, and there's no problem. Anyway, beginning back...
Not a
Rabbi Yirmiyah Kasha. But it's a Brother Shai Kasha. That's also very Choshev. Not the same. V'yimoy Sema. It says, you know what? Lo'ilin k'da amri me'ikara. We're going to go back to the very first pshat. That our Mishnah, when it says, Hakol chayom b'r'iyah, it includes chotzi eved, chotzi ben choyer. Aye, what's going to be Rekasha l'cha d'ravina? Lo'i Kasha. Kamba Mishnah Rishoina, Kamba Mishnah or Kim Mishnah Achroina. What Akbar tells us is something fascinating that you're going to learn the Mishnah again. Hakl Chayom Beriya, Hakl Asuyamai, Chotzi Eved, Chotzi Ben Chayim. Then it says Chutz, skip a line, va'avodim she'en mishachrarim, chatzi eved and chatzi ben chayin. In the same two lines, we're saying simultaneously, or seriatim, or contemporaneously, that chutzi eved chutzi ben chayin is chayiv, and in the same breath, we're saying he's potter. No, no. Make up your mind: is he chayiv or is he potter? Says the Gemara, kama mishna rishayna, kama mishna achrayna. The original Mishnah is the Sefer, the way Ravina learned. Avodim, who are Chotzi Eved, Chotzi Ben Choyrin, are Potter. When it says Hakoch Yom Beriyah, at the Reish of the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah Achroina that says that they are Chayev. That sounds very strange. It won't be so strange. Titnan, we have a Mishnah. We're stating the Mishnah. Person has become now, it was a split identity. On the one hand, he's a chotzi eved, because he's been eved for the last 20 years. One of the two partners freed him, but the other one has not, so he's still an eved. But the one that freed him, now he's a chotzi ben choyrin. Oh, says Beisil, what are we going to do with this guy? Very simple. There's 7 days of the week. Shabbos, of course, we don't work, so he only had now 6 days. Sunday through Friday, so we will go and split it up. For instance, Sunday he'll work for his rabbi, Monday for himself, Tuesday for his rabbi, Wednesday for himself, Thursday for his rabbi, Friday for himself. Financially, that works out perfectly. Beishami says, Tekantem es rabbi, yes atzmoy lo tekantem. What you've done is you've worked out financial arrangements which work very, very nicely. And frankly, it's not just for Rabbi, it's for Atzmai. Now he's able to, Baruch Hashem, make some money for himself, and he can put money away in the bank account or under his mattress. So that's wonderful. However, we got one major problem. As Atzmai Leitakantam, he has another need. His need is not only financial need, his need is to go and have a wife and to be able to have children. Because after all, that's one of the major reasons why Kodesh Baruch Hu created mankind, so that they should procreate and continue with more midoidus as years pass. Lisa Shifcha in Yochel, this Chutzi Eved Chutzi Ben Choyrin is stuck. He cannot marry a Shifcha. Bas Choyrin in Yochel cannot go marry a Bas Choyrin. Now, why can't he marry a Shifcha? Why can't he marry a Bas Choyrin? He can't marry a Shifcha because a person who is a Jew, a Ben Choyrin, is not allowed to marry a Shifcha. On the other hand, he's not allowed to marry a Bas Choyrin because he's a Chutzi Eved. So, whichever way he goes, he's stuck. He can't marry a Shifcha, he can't marry a Bas Choyrin. Livotel says, okay, so he won't marry anybody. One of the main reasons that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world is Pruervil. Now the Gemara doesn't quote the mitzvah peruvu. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Shenemar so bra lo shevitz yitzara." Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the word for tohu. He didn't create the world that it should be tohu vavohu, nobody around. Lo shevitz yitzara. He created the world that people should populate, it should live there. There should be people. So Ibazoi, this is such a fundamental aspect of civilization and of man's requirements and duties and responsibilities. He's not able to marry anybody. Why doesn't the Gemara quote the Inyan of Puruvu? Why does it quote this Pasuk of Leisel Bra? Yeah. That's the second toisis down below, the second wide lines. Leisel Bra, Hayesi Alim Tvei, Mi Puruvu. This is considered to be a stronger Asay than Puruvu. Why is it stronger? You can look through the toisis, basically, says Puruvu applies to Bnei Yisrael. The second wide toisis down below. Okay. You see, it's in Leisel Bra. Yeah. Can you read the first few lines? Yeah, Leisel Bra. Hi. This is stronger. It's right. Stronger. Yeah. And Tosis brings a bunch of rags. So anyway, the point is, it is what we normally think of as mitzvah pruerval, but we use this partly so because it's considered to be even stronger than pruerval.
It's not an assay though. It's a description, and it's enough. It's not in the Torah.
100%. I don't know that Tosis is using the term assay like in Ramach.
Legally.
In the Ramach mitzvah assay, I think he's saying this command that everybody's supposed to perform, l'shevis yitzara, to go and have kids, that is higher a madrega than the standard peruvu mitzvah. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, el-ne-tikin oilam, therefore, says Beishamai to Beis Hillel, for the tikkun of the world, and for this particular individual, koyven es rabbi, We take now the second rabbi who was reluctant to go and free him, and we force him. And now he causes this chutzi eved, chutzi ben chayrin, to be a total ben chayrin. And of course, the eved has to go and pay him for 50%. Since this fellow doesn't want to go and free him, you want your freedom, whatever it costs. If such an eved in the marketplace would cost $10,000, since $5,000 he's already free, he only has to pay $5,000 to the second owner. So this is a beautiful structure of Beis Shammai, and says the Gemara, "V'chazur Beis Hillel lo'hayreis k'dir Beis Shammai." Eventually, Beis Hillel were convinced Beis Shammai is right. It's unethical, it's immoral to go and leave a person in limbo, chutzi eved, chutzi ben chayrin, and therefore we agree, go and free him and make him into a full-fledged ben chayrin. Now all of that is beautiful. What does that have to do with our Mishnah? So Rashi on the Amud Aleph says that initially, before Beis Hillel was moided to Beis Shammai, this eved, who was a chutzi eved, chutzi ben chayrin, could have remained a chutzi eved, chutzi ben chayrin for 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, for a very long period of time. However, now that Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai, that what? We're going to force the rabbi, says Rashi, kol oimid lishachrer kimishuchrer dummy. Even though...
Where is Rashi?
Okay, I'll explain it, and then we'll look at the Rashi. Kol oimid lishachrer, anybody that is set up to become Meshuchar in a day, in a week, in a month, he has already the halachic status as if he's already Meshuchar. That being the case, going back to our Mishnah, we'll see the Rashi inside in a moment. Mita Ikaradin, Mishnah Rishoina, before Beis Hillel conceded to Beis Shammai, Avodim Sheina Meshuchar, means an Eved that is not fully free, is Chutzi Eved, Chutzi Ben Chayrin, he's Potter. Because Beis Hillel says, I have no duties towards him. We're going to work out the financial arrangement. He works for me on Sunday, for himself on Monday, for me on Tuesday, himself on Wednesday, and so on. But he's an Eved, at least a Chutzi Eved. Chutzi Eved is part. However, now the Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai, no, that the Beis Din can go and force the reluctant second partner to go and free him. So we deem it halachically as kol oimid lishtachra, as if he's Meshuchar already. Oh, he hasn't been Meshuchar yet. He's still waiting. It might take a week. It might take a month. But in the meantime, we know he's going to become Meshuchar. He has already the status as if he's Meshuchar. And Hakol Chiyom Beriyah, he's Mechuyev to be Oiluki. Where is this Rashi?
You're not making this up, are you?
You'll soon see. Thank you. If you look two lines before the wide lines down below, Mishnah Rishayim.
Thank you.
Look, Rashi. Here on the Amid Aleph. We're looking at the six lines to the bottom, two lines before the wide lines of Rashi. Mishnah Rishayna. Koidim shechozru Beis Hillel lahoyreis kedivri Beis Shammai. Where is that case? That's in the Sefer. Sefer demasisin diktoni chutz min avodim sheinu b'shuchrar. The Ukma Ravina said that that's not referring to a standard Eved. It's referring to mishechetzi Eved chetzi min choyin de potter. You know when this was taught? Nishis koinim shechozu Beis Hillel. This was initially before Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, and therefore this person could remain a chutzi eved chutzi ben chayim for the next 20 years. Potur. Avliach shehoyder le Beis Shammai sheyesh al bezin lokuf es adoynoi lishachre roy v'havalei ki il mishuchre kvar v'kol oimid lishachre is ki mishuchre. B'chayim, therefore he's mechuyav. Aye. So why don't we remove in the second and third line of the Mishnah, take out the words v'avodim shen mishachararim, says Rashi. Since initially when Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Masad of the Mishnah, he put in these three words. We didn't take him out, we left them there. We leave it for future generations to understand that Hakol Chayim Beriyah means now Mishnah Achrayna. Now the Beis Hillel has agreed to Beis Shammai, the Taka Mechuyev. Historically, they were Potter. Today, they're Mechuyev. It's good.
Yeah.
And the benefit of having this Pshat is we're saying now this goes according to everybody, even according to Rabbeinu. So the other two remain totally in the Machlokes, Tashlumin Zelazed, Tashlumin the Rishon, or Legabi the Suma Achas Meinov, Yoichim and Davoy, Mishum and Behuda disagrees. But this one, everybody can agree, Chutziyev, Chutzi Mechoyen, according to the Mishnah Achroina, is Mechuyev in Rishon. Beautiful Shtichu Gemara, and we can see one. Says Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah Chutz Mikheirish Shoyt V'Kot. How do you define the word Cheirish? Ketoni Cheirish to mean the Shoyt V'Kot. My Shoyt V'Kot, the La B'nei Deya, just like a Shoyt V'Kot, can never become fully mature in terms of their Seichel. Av Cheirish did La B'deyu. Cheirish also, unfortunately, he cannot become a Bar Seichel. Kamash Mulan, Kinet Nan. And this is like the Mishnah that we learned. Mishnah in Masechtas Trumais. Cheirish Yedibra Chacham B'chol Mokoyim. Whenever you see stam the word cheresh, unless the Gemara explains it otherwise, cheresh nivra chom chomakim, shein reshemeim, ein abedabra. He cannot hear, he cannot speak, what we call a deaf mute. He's part. Ha-medabra vein reshemeim, if he's able to speak, he cannot hear. Shemeim, he can hear, ein abedabra, he cannot speak. Chayiv, then he's mechuyiv like everybody else. Now the obvious question is, how do you have a person, if he's Eino Shemeya, he cannot hear, how did he learn speech? How did he learn how to speak?
Right, he learned, exactly, he wasn't born that way.
Ah, it does. That's a Rashi's teretz. Rashi says it's talking that he was born, if you look at Rashi, about halfway down, originally he was fine like everybody else. And he learned how to speak. But unfortunately there was a tragic trauma, an accident, an illness, whatever it was. And he lost his power of hearing later on in life. But initially he was able to hear and speak, so that's why he's medaber v'nishamim. So anyway, he's lamasi, he's educated, he knows how to speak, he knows what not. He unfortunately can't hear. So therefore, says the Gemara, he is mechuyav. That means it's a nila lahad the tana rabbanim. This is similar to what we learned in the Braisa, hamedaber v'nishamaya zehu cheresh. Now, although it says Zehu Cheresh, it doesn't mean the Cheresh that we're talking about, because he just said five lines ago that wherever it says Cheresh in the Gemara, unless it's explained otherwise,
it's neither.
Neither Shemeya nor Medaber, neither Medaber nor Shemeya. However, here the Bryce is specifically telling us that this is a half a Cheresh. HaMedaber v'Enu Shemeya, Zehu Cheresh. Shemeya v'Enu Medaber, if he can hear and he cannot speak, Zehu Ilein. Eli means that he is mute, but he's not deaf. He's able to hear. Both of them, this half Chedesh, half Eli, in other words, they can either Shemeya, but not Medaber, or Medaber Veinu Shemeya. They have the status like a regular, normal individual, Mechuyev and Kol HaMitzvahs in the Torah. Fine. And the Svar is like we said before, because a Chedesh that cannot hear and cannot speak, he has no Seichel because he was never able to be educated. I mean, theoretically, he has lots of intelligence in his mind, but nobody was ever able to get that out and be able to make anything out of it because nobody was able to hear. He wasn't able to hear them, and they weren't able to hear him, etc., etc. Now, the Gemara tells us that a half a Chedesh, depending on what the half is. If it's a Madaber v'ne Shemeya, he's called a Cheresh. Shemeya and a Madaber, that's called an Ilan. And the Gemara asks, maybe it's a Keret, how do you know? Umimai de Madaber v'ne Shemeya zeu Cheresh, Shemeya v'ne Madaber zeu Ilan. That's simply what Pasuk can tell him. V'ani ke Cheresh lo yeshma, uchi Ilan lo yiftach piv. Oh, the Pasuk can tell him, says, V'ani, I am ke Cheresh, like a person who is deaf, lo yeshma, that I can't hear. Oh, so you see the definition of Cheresh means, he can't hear. And I'm like an Eli Liyiftach Pith. I can't open my mouth. I can't speak. Also, it's very clear. Cheresh is Eino Shemeya. Elam is Eino Medaber. Yeah? Good.
Well, so I would use the word Cheresh to describe both a Eino Shemeya.
Mm-hmm. As well as he can't do much. We should come up with a third term.
Basically, yeah.
I agree with you.
It's distracting. It's unnecessarily distracting.
That's the way it's used.
Yeah. Street.
Okay.
V'im Bo that the word Elaim itself, Kedami Inshi, like people say, there's an expression, Ishtalko Milule. His words have been taken from him, have been snatched away. He's not able to speak. What does it have to do with Elaim? Because the word Elaim is, Rashi says, a Neutrikun. Neutrikun means that these two words you can contract together and make it in one word. Ishtakil. Ishtakil starts with an Aleph, ends with a Lamed. Milule starts with a Mem. So the Aleph, Lamed, Mem, that's an Elam. The Ishtakil Milule, his words have been taken from him. He cannot speak.
How do you have a Pasuk when you say what people say?
I mean, what do I need to be by Seima?
Right.
Very good, very good. Mendy, you're on target. But look at Rashi, Viboy Seima. Elam Kimashmoi. Elim, the word Elim itself already gives you an indication. How? Because it's Nitrikan, it's a contraction of Nishtakam Ilulei, Nitl Dibrei. So, what the Gemara is saying is, even without the Pasuk, I would know that Elim means that a person cannot speak, because the word Elim is this contraction of the person cannot speak.
Maybe in the time of Avraham Melech, when Tehillim was composed, that's how the word developed. That's how it entered. It predates, the voice Ema predates Tehillim.
Maybe, could be. Right, so now we just concluded that if a person is both Eime Shemeya and the Eime Medaber, he's Pot. But if he's one of the two, he's Medaber and Shemeya. Shemeya and Medaber, he is Chayov. Pray to Mubatai, but I have another price that says Medaber and Shemeya. Shemeya and Medaber is Pot. I have a Sira. Is it Chayov? Is it Pot? What's going on? Amr Abin Abi Seymi Rabba, Chasur Machzu Vachitani. We've only been focusing so far only on the Chiv of Oilas Re'ia. Now, for the first time, we're all going to turn to the Shalmei Simcha. And you remember that we said Shalmei Simcha is not the same as Shalmei Chagiga, but rather, if you have enough Chagigos, you don't have to bring Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha is only if you need it, because you have too many mouths to feed, and the Shalmei Chagiga was insufficient. As we're going to learn more as we go further into the Masechta. So says the Gemara, we're going to go back to our Mishnah, and we're going to make a slight emendation. What is a slight emendation? Hakol chayom mer'iyo u'besimcha. Everybody's chayv to go bring ogas re'iyo and the shalmei simcha. Chutz mecheirish hamedaber ve'eino shemeya or shemeya ve'eino medaber shepater min hore'iyo. He's potter. Even though a moment ago we said that if you're only a half a deaf mute, either a half a cheirish or a half an ilaim, then you're chayiv and everything. That was the mtiyuk that we made. That when you potter, if you're chayrish, ain't a shemeh, ain't a medaber. Ha! If you're medaber, ain't a shemeh, or shemeh, ain't a medaber, you're chayiv. Our Mishnah says, no, no, no. When it comes to oilas re'iya, you're a potter. Remember, according to Rashi, it said only oilas re'iya, but the appearing inside the azara, you would be potter for that mitzvah. And even though you're potter ben re'iyah, but you're chay besimcha because they are considered to be pichin l'chol divrehen. Why is there a difference between re'iyah and simcha? The Gemara will address that shortly. But in the meantime, the Gemara tells us there's a difference between re'iyah and simcha. Re'iyah, even though you're only a half a chedesh, or only a half an ilam. When I say half an ilam, I don't mean half an ilam, but you understand that even though he's only a shemeya, ve'in medaber, or he's a medaber and any shemeya, you are part of a re'iyah, but you're chay besimcha. Ve'shein aloy shemeya, v'loy medaber, then he's a total chedesh. He's considered to be just like a shoyt in a cotton. Potter af min simcha, he's potter and everything. That's the famous trio of the chedesh shoyt in the cotton. Get potter mikol the mitzvah of Torah, including the mitzvah of re'iyah and even simcha. Tanami hachi, it's not a blind emendation of our Mishnah. We have a befeish b'raisa which is directly on point. Hakol chiyam re'iyah u besimcha yichayv in both. Chut mecheish medaber shemeh shemeh min medaber shemtu re'iyah. Potter from re'iyah. Why? I don't know yet. The Avu Bisha Potter Maria Chai B'Simcha. Why? Because in Mechoyi B'Chol Mitzvah Shebet K'suz B'Tay. V'Hashem Eloi Shemeh V'Loi Medaber V'Shoyta V'Kotten V'Turim Af Min HaSimcha Hoil P'Turim Mikom Mitzvah So Amur Ois B'Tay. So with this, we have now reconciled the two, the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah, which we were Medayik from Masechtas Trumais, that a person who is a Chotzi Chayresh, he's a Shemeya ben a Medaber, or Medaber ben a Shemeya. We were Medayik from that Mishnah that he's Chayev, b'chol mitzvah of Musa Torah, including Simcha. Only one that he's Potter is Re'iyah. The second, the Braisa that we said, that even the Chotzi Chayresh, who is Medaber ben a Shemeya, Shemeya ben a Medaber, is Potter, is talking about mitzvah Re'iyah. Frank, more the obvious question. Why is there a difference? So we're going to start this, but we're not going to end it. Otherwise, we're going to have to finish the whole Amud, right? So the Gemara Gomer Re'iyah Re'iyah Mehakel. We learn Gzeirah Shavah Re'iyah Re'iyah Mehakel Tchsif. By Unz it says Sholish Bamashana Yeiro El Kol Zechurcha a Loshon of Re'iyah. By Hakel it says Hakel Zomu Anoshim Anoshim Etav Uksiv Mavoy Kol Yisrael Leroy says, Pnei Hashem Lekecha, Pamokam Hashem Yivcha. Oh, so he uses the Lashon of Re'iyah. Just like over there, that Re'iyah is everybody is Mechuyav. Here too. And how do I know over there? The whole reason why the Noshim and Taf and everybody comes together, that they should hear and they should learn. Means you got to be able to hear. If the person in Medaber, he cannot hear. If he can't speak, you also can't go and fully teach him. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's why by the mitzvah of Hakel, a person who's only a chotzi, that is, he's medaber shemeya, or shemeya mena medaber, is potter, because of this man yishmu man yomadu. Ah, since over there it says re'iyah, and since by uns it says re'iyah, I learn re'iyah, re'iyah from Hakel. But just like over there, the chotzi is potter, here too, the chotzi is potter. Masha'en ki megabe mitzvah simcha, they don't have this drush of re'iyah, re'iyah. And that's why, if you have a chotzi chedesh or a chotzi that is medaber and shemesh min medaber, it would be chayiv just like all other mitzvahs. Stop here, everybody. Say, have a wonderful day.